Hey, everyone. It's Caddy. It is one of my favorite times of the year because it's the year-end cafe, which I don't know why. I love doing them. I love learning about what everybody's favorites were. And today I have one of my favorites in the cafe, which is John Taylor.
Well, hello.
Well, hello, darling.
Yes, call me crazy. I just love this time of the year.
I do. Call me crazy, baby. I went, you know where I went last night? Even though it's not my cafe, I'll tell you. I went to the holiday party at the American Museum of Natural History. And it was
It was
super cool, all with the dinosaurs and whatnot. So I'm feeling quite festive this morning with my iced tea, and I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I am ready to jump into your year end, my friend.
Okay.
So
all
let's
right. Are you wearing galoshes?
No, but I'm wearing Uggs.
Okay.
Because my feet are cold.
Oh, okay, that'll do.
Yeah, that'll do.
Right? I love Uggs.
My feet are cold.
I love Uggs.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah.
They're so warm and snuggly. Something you and I talk about throughout the year is movies. I know that you're a big movie dude. So what was your favorite movie of the year? And it doesn't have to be something that came out this year, but what was it?
It was definitely Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I need to see that.
The Quentin Tarantino film that starred Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. That was my favorite movie of the year.
Wow.
I found it thrilling, you know, visually. I you know, everything about it. I loved the music. It had a tremendous score. Great song choices. I thought really great performances. It was very funny. A very tender movie about male friendship. Yeah.
Wow. Were you surprised you liked it so much, or do you like a lot of Quentin's movies?
I do, but actually I found myself liking this one a lot more than the quirkier stuff. I liked it a lot in Inglourious Bastards. I mean, it's one of my favorite films of his ever. Maybe it's my favorite.
Interesting. Just the other day, apropos of nothing, Brian said to me, will you see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood when it's on streaming? You know, I don't like violence, and I did hear the end of the movie, without giving anything away, was a little tough. But I said, if I'm home and I can put a pillow over my face, then I'll watch it. So now with your ringing endorsement, I think I'm going to take Brian up on that invite.
Okay.
To watch that movie. Yes.
I feel quite good about it. I actually feel quite good about that. Now I've contributed to, you know, a couple of hours of marital togetherness in the household. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate.
You're welcome.
What was your favorite show to watch on television this year?
TV?
Another thing. Yeah. I know we haven't covered.
There's TV, and then, well, actually, you know, it's a bit of a split vote. Because The Crown is, every episode for me is so moving and so interesting. It's changing whatever, you know, episode by episode, it's changing my sense of recent history, British history, political history. It's changing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's changing the way I think about the royal family in like a major, major way. You know, I'm really kind of into them right now. but, you know, and it just, the production values, everything, you know, it just looks so good. It sounds so good. The acting, yeah, it's just so good. And but at the other end of the scale, I thought it was a slam dunk, but now I'm also thinking Chernobyl was amazing also.
Oh.
And you know, and it's a very, oh my god, but so was Top Boy was amazing. Top Boy. And so was, what was that show on HBO with the gal that had been on, she's like the singer-dancer that had been, what's that show, what was that? She's like a teenager and she's a drug-addicted teenager.
Oh, Oh, yeah, I know. She has one name, and she was in the Spider-Man movie.
Zendaya.
Yeah, Zendaya.
Zendaya.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, that show that she was in was
that
also
was
amazing.
That was hard to watch, yeah. That was great.
There was a lot of really great TV. I mean, that we've been saying this for years, haven't we? We've been saying that's really where so much of the creative energy is right now.
Yeah.
In sort of long form TV. So, yeah. I mean, all those shows are amazing, I think.
Yeah, you know, you always turn me on to good stuff. And I have been remiss with The Crown, and many people have told me to watch it. Now, did you give up on Mrs. Maisel? Because I know you were early on. I think you liked it.
No, I love it, actually. No, it's a great show. I love it.
All right. It's starting today, morning. It's starting
the new season. I love her, you know. But,
yeah,
but, but it's not important.
Right.
You know, it's frivolous. It's fun. It's good fun.
Right.
Now, all those other shows, Top Boy, you know, The Crown, for me, they're important shows. You know,
right.
they're historical. They make you think differently about you know, history and things in general.
Okay.
What the hell
was
the name of that show? I'm gonna have to take time out, because we can do this now, because this is like, this is reality. Zendaya, she's
Euphoria.
Fantastic too. I must say, she was like, oh yeah, that's it. Yeah,
Euphoria.
Yeah, that's it.
I tried watching. It was so, it was dark. It was really dark. And I think you're better at that than me. And I just don't like dark. I wonder if there'll be another season of it. I think there must be.
Oh, I'm sure there will be. Yeah, I'm sure.
Did you see that Ricky Gervais one where he's the widower?
No.
That was really good. I don't know if you like him. But that it was called Afterlife. Oh, boy, that one really got me. Anyway, not my cafe, yours. Best thing you've listened to this year? Another good question for you, my friend.
It's all about Lizzo this year.
It is,
you know,
isn't
Lizzo,
it?
Lizzo was the only game. She was the only game. She was on a different level for everybody else. And I think I got more joy. Actually, I can't remember the last album that gave me as much joy as this album of hers. Because I can get into darker albums and I can get into interesting albums. But man, oh man, and I'm not a party animal these days, but I had so much fun for her music this year. If you haven't got that album on your phone and you've got a streaming service, then you will do no better thing for yourself than download that album, because it's just so great. And I think if you like, you know, if you come from, you know, Duran Duran, dance pop, you know, the kind of like 80s kinds of sounds. For me, it was really, really fun to hear an album that harks to kind of, it's very musical. It's very funky, but in an old school sort of way. I just thought it was great. I didn't expect to sort of hear music like that again. So I was very excited by it.
Yeah, I don't know how I heard her sort of early on. Maybe I read something, or I think I saw her. And I'm like, oh, she looks like she's got balls. And I think before the album came out, I watched the first video or something, and I was hooked. I just think she's so great. She's so much fun. Exactly what you said. And, she just seems like a real person. I really liked it.
Enjoy her now because the Grammys will invariably, like, you know, go over the top and give her like 6 awards, and which will become a noose around her neck, which will paralyze her probably. So this may be, you know, this will be the this is the time now to, you know, if you haven't gotten into it, do it now.
Yeah. Have you seen her live? No, I guess not. She probably hasn't toured the UK. I'd like to see her.
She has. She was here a month ago, but it didn't work for me. I haven't been able to. I don't really. It's been a long time. I don't really go out to live shows anymore. It's I don't know why. I would have liked to have seen her, actually, but I don't know.
I noticed with you in particular, when you're out on the road with the band, you do see and do you do that more, probably. So maybe you don't even realize that. So probably when you're in a different mode, home or studio
maybe.
Mode, you don't. Yeah, could be it.
Yeah.
What was your favorite Duran Duran moment or moments of 2019?
Oh, this. Yeah. Well, you know, Simon celebrated his 60th. Birthday with a kind of an extravaganza in Ibiza, and you know I don't do a lot of stuff like that, but he did organize a boat trip which we all took, and the whole boat was an amazing experience, and the boat was like decked out. There was a full on disco. We were all dancing our asses off. You know, the music was pounding, you know, and, the boat came back into Ibiza Harbor just after midnight, I think it was. And we had a couple of tenders kind of bringing the boat in, and I thought, fuck yeah, this is like, this is it, baby. Yeah. And, you know, and I've had some good moments over the years, you know, but that was a moment. It was just great. And it was great to see Charlie. He was just on such good form all weekend, and I just thought he really deserved it, and everybody, you know, there were so many people there that. So I'd have to say that was my, you know, that was my CD memory of the year.
Aw, that's a good one. I like that. I was not expecting that answer. That's good, JJ. What are you looking forward to most in 2020, my friend?
Well, I don't know whether I'm going to get it, but, you know, I'd really like to sort of, I'd like to see freedom from deadlock, you know, politically, both in the States and in the UK, you know. It's just, it's brutal, you know, both countries, the sort of the political deadlock is just, it's just, it's so insane. And, you know, I'm not sure how either country gets out of it. I feel like it's like both countries just need somebody amazing to come along, you know, an Obama, you know, or a Margaret Thatcher, God forbid, you know, but like somebody needs to come along, because the people that are running the shows, they're just like, I just feel like, I mean, I'm in Britain right now, and this country just deserves so much more than what's on offer. And I kind of feel the same over there. I don't know whether it's going to get worse before it gets better, but I'd really like that to get better next year. I'd like people to start coming together. You know, I don't know whether it's the internet, you know, but I just feel like people are so at odds with each other. People are so divided. And we're so emphatic in our division. I've never seen. I don't know if I've ever seen. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like it. I can't remember it being quite like this before. You know, where people are so absolutely convinced that they are right and that the other person's absolutely wrong. You know, it's really intense, and it scares me a little bit. You know. Because we've got to work together, you know, people.
That's so interesting. You know, I didn't think of it that way, but you're so right. There is like an emphatic, and I'm part of that, that, you know, when I have a very good friend, and we never talk about it, who supports Trump. And I really love her. Our kids play together. But, you know, it just makes no sense to me. It's almost like running through the street naked. Like, why would you do that? I'm so emphatic about the fact that it makes no sense to me. I couldn't see her side if I tried. And that's probably on me. That's probably wrong. You know, that's an interesting way to think of it. I should maybe try and broaden my horizon. I don't know if I can, but I should. I should do.
I don't know whether it mattered. I feel like maybe it didn't matter. It didn't seem to matter so much before. You know, I mean, I think that the sort of the 24-hour news cycle, it's like everything is all just so important, you know, and everything's just so crucial. You know, every day the hearings, it's all so crucial.
I know. And everything's not a special
it's
report.
Not. And it's
know.
Not, you know. And you know, so it's sort of, it's like everything is just so enhanced. And I don't know. It's pretty tiresome. I don't know where it's going to go. We've got an election here next week, and
now will you? I'm not asking whom, but will you vote in the election? Are you able?
Oh, definitely.
To vote? Yeah. Okay.
Definitely, I will definitely vote. Definitely. The problem is figuring out who I'm going to vote for. Mm-hmm. it's really tricky.
Yeah.
I didn't vote for Brexit. You know, I'm a Remainer.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, having said that, you know, I feel that the Brexit referendum, you know, was voted in favor of Brexit. So, you know, I suppose really that's what should happen.
Right.
We don't need to talk about that in the cafe, do we, Caddy? As if people haven't heard enough of it.
Well, you're right. It's a very political culture right now, and it's hard to get away from.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm going to spin around because we were talking. I got so excited by your television suggestions that I forgot to ask you what your favorite book was this year. And I know that you're a big reader, so how could I have forgotten that one?
How could you have?
I don't
know.
Well,
I'm pretty sure this book came out this last year, or they might have been the year before, but the book that I thought was the most extraordinary that I read this year was a book called Milkman by Anna Burns.
Ooh.
And she's writing about her experiences growing up. Well, it's not really growing up. She's sort of adolescent, the young adult in Belfast at mm-hmm. the times of the troubles there. And I just thought it was extraordinarily moving and written really different and fresh. And I love that, and I'd recommend it to anybody.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. I've not heard of that book. And I'm in a book club now because I'm live in the suburbs.
Oh, well, there you go. What are you reading at the moment for the book club?
We just finished Three Women. Are you familiar with that book?
Yeah.
In fact, I saw that Atlanta had it on her Instagram. Yeah. Recommended.
Yeah. She was reading it. Yeah.
Yep. It was good. I liked it. I didn't love it, but I liked it. It's not something I would have chosen for myself, so I'm glad I read it. I've been enjoying it. And how are you going to be spending the holidays this year, JT?
Same as usual. I'll be with family members, and gifts will be given,
mm-hmm.
and food will be eaten,
mm-hmm.
and we'll probably spend about 2 hours arguing about what Christmas movie we should watch.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm feeling Home Alone. I'm feeling Home Alone 2 this year. I've heard a few things about that film. So it's
Stop. You have no idea how many times a day my two children watch Home Alone 2. First of all,
oh, really?
Yes, the current president of the United States has a cameo. And no matter where
he demanded it, right?
I don't know, but no matter where I am in the house, I hear it. I hear the voice pierces right through me. But gosh, the two of them love Home Alone 2. They watch it all the time. So let me know.
Oh my God, on the subject. Actually, Home Alone 2 has reminded me.
Yes.
That the other TV show that I couldn't get enough of this year was Succession.
Oh, I got it. I know. Yes, yes. because Kieran Culkin is in that. I know. Yeah. Succession. I gotta watch that.
You haven't watched that?
No, I know. I have no time. I know.
What are you doing, Carol? What the hell are you? Are you watching like The Voice or something? I mean, what are you doing?
I'm watching Irishman for 3.5 hours, and the comedian.
No, that's a waste of time.
I know. Well, Brian's the chooser of the TV, and I just.
And what did he think of it?
He loved. He liked it a lot, and I did not like it. But he didn't love it. But he did like it a lot. He liked it a lot. You didn't get to the end. I will say that the last half hour was very moving. But still, I had to sit through 3 hours of shit to get to it. So, sorry, Marty. You didn't win me on that one. Yeah, what am I watching? We're watching The Kominsky Method and, Schitt's Creek. I mean, you know, by the end of the day, I'm kind of tired.
Yeah.
So I don't need to think.
Yeah,
but Succession... It's on there.
I get it.
I'm gonna get on that. I'm gonna text Brian when we hang up. JT is an utmost pleasure. I have a feeling. I hate to break it to you that you're the January Cafe. So I have a feeling that I'm gonna be speaking to you pretty soon. So maybe we'll do a Q&A with the fans. They'll send in questions.
Great.
That's always a good time.
Right?
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
So I wish you and your family. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, and everything wonderful and fun and happy and healthy for you all.
Thank you. Can I send something back? Can I send a holiday message to everybody that's listening to this?
You sure can.
I mean, I just want to say that I'm so blessed. I feel so lucky. And where I'm coming from, I just want to send everybody that is listening to this, that has been a fan of the band or been following the band for years or whomever, anybody, I just want to wish them absolutely the best holiday season imaginable.
That's lovely. And thank you for doing that. And we will be speaking to you soon.
Yeah.
You take care, JT.
Bye.
Bye.